Arizona's rising real estate.
A new report by the Common Sense Institute lays out some of the problems Arizona is facing regarding the high cost of housing. KTAR's Luke Forstner is live in the news center with some of the numbers.
Well, Jeff, one important number to keep in mind is the state's current deficit.
We can estimate that there's a shortage of about 100,000 units statewide.
And Glenn Farley, director of policy and research with the Common Sense Institute, says COVID lockdowns affected our ability to accommodate new residents.
Developers weren't able to start building like crazy in 2020 as they might have. That construction really began in late 2021, lasted until early 2022. It just didn't last long enough. The supply is still constrained.
He says that led to Phoenix's housing cost increases, which have only declined slightly in recent months. Live from the news center, Luke Forstner, KTAR News.